podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Thanks for choosing this free Anfield Index podcast. If you'd prefer to listen to this or any of our other shows without adverts, then now's the time to check out Anfield Index Pro. With AI Pro, you can supercharge your entire listening experience. You'll not only get all of our podcasts without the ads, but you'll have them far faster with our quick publish feature available exclusively for subscribers. AI Pro also puts you in the heart of our sound studio, with an option to listen to many of our shows live and interact with the podcasters in real time as the shows are recording. Upgrading couldn't be easier. AI Pro is available on all popular podcast platforms, and we have our own apps for Apple and Android. Just head on over to AnfieldIndexPro.com and get started today.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, and welcome to another episode of Post-Conference Presser for Anfield Index. Feels like it's been a million years, doesn't it, ladies and gentlemen, since we were talking about a Jurgen Klopp press conference, almost since Liverpool played with those pesky international breaks that have just been up. But it's back. We are at the business end of the season. We are talking all things Liverpool and the excitement, whatever happens now. There's something pure about this time. This is the bit where it almost feels like the season has restarted a little bit like when the season starts, everything's, I use that word, pure. You never know. You've got excitement, the fears, whatever it may be. This is the title running. This is the end of the season, the business end. The big prizes get divvied up and we are in the mix. So there's so much to be excited and, you know, raring to go for many of us. So we'll do the normal, ladies and gents. We'll talk about what Jurgen Klopp said in response to the questions he was asked. We'll talk about clues. Now, normally we talk about the last game as clues, so we'll talk about it in terms of the international break and the big things that came up there. We'll talk about Brighton threats, and we'll talk about a formation and lineup for Sunday, and we will talk about my prediction for goal and goal scorers. So plenty to get through. And speaking of plenty to get through, there was plenty that Jurgen Klopp was asked in his press conference, and the normal routine was there, wasn't it? So, Billy O'Connor, and it was no doubt he was going to ask this about Xabi Alonso. I don't think anyone really doubted that question was going to come up. So it did, talking about what he said, Xabi Alonso's quotes, I'm sure people have seen this morning, saying he will stay at Bayer Leverkusen. And also, Jurgen Klopp was asked that, you know, how relatable is he? What does he think about that for Liverpool and him not potentially coming here? So what did Jurgen Klopp say to that two-point question? He said, the one point I can speak about is this young manager being at a club doing well. That is a similar situation to what I've had and pretty much the same if you want, and I've never regretted it. So that's everything I can pretty much say about it. Leverkusen has a good team, which probably keep the team together, and not all the years it's been like that. So I understand that he wants to do that. For the other stuff, there's nothing else I have to say about it. I get the first bit. I get, he was asked about the first bit in that regard. That, yeah, you know, he's been in a similar situation at mine, so he understands the reasons. I think that's easy to say. The second part is a bit, I don't know why he was asked about. Well, actually, let me correct that. I know why he was asked about that situation, but what was Jurgen Klopp expected to say? He's got no comment on it. His focus is on Liverpool till the end of the season. It's not his focus on our future, anything going forward. Not the right person to ask, really, and not the right time to do it. He was asked, though, as well about the injury situation, which, let's be honest, we all wanted to know. So what did he say on that? Because players who were injured, coming back, et cetera, you know, they were reeled off the names. So Curtis about the weekend, not fully sure, but it should be back in full training. Ibru is fine. He had an extra rest day yesterday. Robbo, day by day, didn't train today, but it's not as bad as we first thought. Those other boys that were mentioned, and we're talking Jota, Trent, Alisson, will join parts of team training, but they're not too next week, but not too far away. They all make their steps. He was then asked to follow up about Darwin, because obviously Nunes didn't go, did he, to international break. Darwin's fine. He did his rehab during that week, and then since then, he's back in full training. A lot of positives on this for me. A lot of positives. Curtis sounds like he's got a real shot for the weekend. If not, Sheffield United. Ibu sounds like he's fine. Robbo, that was a positive, wasn't it? It was good news about him because he looked really bad when he went off in the Scotland game with that ankle injury, but it clearly isn't. It's a day by day. So hard to see him this weekend, maybe, but we'll have to see. And those other boys. In case you've not seen it at all, Liverpool released the footage, didn't they, of Trent? So he's back. He's on the pitch. He's doing his running. There's been videos of Jota as well. He's doing exercise individually. And like Jürgen said, back in team training. It means, and we're jumping a bit here, it means there's a shot there in that squad for United as well. That April the 7th, revenge. That's a big date there. So I've taken all that as a real positive. He was then asked a couple of questions about the title chase, the intensity of the schedule, all those types of things. And I love the answers he gave on these folks. Real rallying cries. I would really sort of implore you as ever, if you've not seen them, watch it. Watch the footage of what he says. Watch how he answers it. Because there was a few death stumps. It wasn't like passionate or losing control, but the answers he gave were absolutely brilliant. There's quite a bit to unpack just off two questions. So first he was asked about the title chase and, you know, his experience, how you prepare and everything. So strap in for this one because it's a fairly long answer, but a great answer. He said, just give everything. Just dig in and go. We have to give everything in every game at home and away, be it in England, in Italy, wherever we go. For us, there's potentially 12 games, maybe 14, 15. That's not the biggest number, but it's only in a short period of time. Everyone needs luck. We didn't have that with the boys coming back, and we need them. In every game, it's for us to find a way to win. For us, we found a way. It's good for us to play, and that's what we've had to do. We had two games recently, United and City, and in parts, it's the best we've played this season. City, definitely after 15 minutes, we've never played as good against City. United after 15 minutes, outstanding, but we didn't finish it off. Extra time was just too much for us that day. Now we are back, and I'd love to say we're re-energised, but the boys had games for internationals. It's good that we play Sunday, and the last game was Wednesday morning in America. That was for Macca, but that's enough time to recover, and let's go. So much to unpack with this answer. I love that first bit. Yeah, this is it. This is such a sort of the eye of the storm, this bit. It's pure, as I used that word before, in a way. Up to 15 games to go, the end of this Jurgen Klopp regime. It is the time to just unite and all the Alonso stammering stuff, just park that largely. Yeah, it'll come back and, you know, you can call me hypocritical because I've talked about it as well. But on the pitch, this is a special time now as well. He's right. We need a bit of luck. We've had horrendous luck with injuries. I'm touching wood and everything as I'm saying this, but you just start hoping, don't you? Nunes had a bit of a rest. Salah had a bit of a rest with the internationals. Players coming back, grab back. Trent, Jota, those players not far away. Jones, you think, there for the weekend. Konate, we think, it just could be really good. And it's going to be so helpful because we will need to rotate as we know those games come thick and fast. I like what he said about City. I'm not sure about United. I agree with City. After the first 15 minutes, I think that's important because we were rocking a bit for that first period. We got up to speed, and second half, we dominated them, as we know. And that felt big in a way. It's just a frustration we couldn't finish it off. I know we said that before, but, you know, that's something for the players late in the season. That's what you want. You don't want to be peaking in like Jan, Feb. Now it just feels like, and the international breaks may be an annoyance, is it? Well, they always are anyway. But for the flow, we were peaking, and that's what he'll be telling the players and focusing on. So absolutely crucial. And also with internationals, yeah, Macca, I'll talk about minutes, but it could have been worse. That's probably one thing I'd say. So as he's focusing on, let's go. That's what it's about. It's such an important time now. It's the business end of the season. For many, or as many say, the title race starts. And Jurgen Klopp wasn't done there either, ladies and gentlemen. Because he was asked then again, almost the question about intensity of the schedule. You're helped by these players being back. He said they need to be back. Maybe not next week for some of them, but we have to get them back through all these different periods. And then when these boys are back, we don't have time to find the feet again, even when they've out for the long time. It all works when we just agree it starts with defending everyone from the front and with counter-pressing. If we do that well, then we can have a rhythm to play football. These are like finals for us all. It's just like that. It doesn't mean we can't lose one. It just means every game is like a final. That shouldn't mean it puts us in a rush to win in the first 3 minutes. We have to play them like normal football games. And thank God we played 28 games and learned as a group together how we can find a way to win into a game from the start, or if it takes us a few minutes to learn into the game. You ask a lot of times over the years, not we don't want to talk about it, we just don't know about where we are in the last 10 games. We know, but it's too early to see the finishing lines. We're just 28 games further than the beginning of the season. And we've got some really important information. A lot of answers we got on questions we didn't know. I think everybody's excited and Anfield will be rocking this Sunday. And that's something we must feel. We've not only home games and there we must make the difference. They're tricky and we have to play our best football and get results. But that's how it is if you want to win the Premier League. You need to play top football. You need to look. Let's see.
Hello there. Have you ever found yourself getting ready to watch the Liverpool match? You've got your mates round. You've got your drinks. You've got your snacks. You're all set to go. It's going to be a good day. And then you find out, oh, the game's not actually being broadcast in your region. There's the heartbreak. There's rage. There's despair. There's fury. You're upset. You're looking for a solution. Well, we've teamed up with NordVPN to bring you a game-changing solution. That's right. With NordVPN, you can switch your virtual location to a country where the game's on live. It's like having a global ticket to sports, TV shows, and movies from all around the world. And here's the best part. If you go to nordvpn.com/Anfield Index, you'll score the best discount on your NordVPN plan. Plus, our link gives you 4 extra months free on the 2-year plan. And that's what we call a winning streak. And if you're sitting there and you're thinking, what if it's not for me? What if I don't like it? What if I'm not getting the use of it? Don't worry about it. There's a 30-day money-back guarantee, so it's totally risk-free. I've been using NordVPN to catch all the Liverpool matches and TV shows that I'd normally miss out on. It's totally transformed both my weekends and my TV watching. And not only that, not only does it give me access to stuff from all around the world with the click of a button, it keeps all my data safe. It means that the miscreants, the ne'er-do-wells, what my grandmother would have called scallywags, who lurk on the internet to try and steal your information, can't get your information. NordVPN keeps it safe for you. So don't let geo-restrictions bench you this season. Visit nordvpn.com/Anfield Index and make sure that you're in the game, no matter when or where it's being played. Remember, it's not just sports. It's your all-access pass to binge-worthy TV shows and blockbuster movies from all around the globe. NordVPN literally unlocks the world for you and keeps you safe from the world. So don't miss out. Head over to nordvpn.com/Anfield Index and let the fun and games begin.
Lot to unpack again, eh, ladies and gents? And almost the answer is a short question, a massive answer, and a great answer, because he darted back and forth. He told you about the timeline. We need those players back. Of course we do. We need rotation. Even this period of starting, we go Brighton Sunday, Sheffield United Thursday, United on Sunday. I mean, we go 3 in a week. You need as many players back as you can get. You need as much rotation as you can get in that sense. We need to win them all, probably, you fancy, as well. So we need those. You need luck, like you mentioned. We also will need patience. We know how it's gone this season. We're not going to steamroller every team. I mean, I like the way you put it. It's taken us a few minutes to get into games. I mean, how many have we relied on late? But you have faith in this group of players for that. You should be buzzed with it. He talked about Anfield and the importance of that. It should be rocking on Sunday. You should be up and buzzing for it. Of course you should. Should be buzzing at the same time, because look at the game after that as well. We can only do our business and see what happens from there. But so much to like about it. He's also right in the way he broke it down, that he's talked about game by game. That's always been Jurgen Klopp's mantra. Game by game, forget anything else. But now, He's given that light to what they're thinking about. That's what you need if you want to win the Premier League. There's no doubt he'll still talk game by game, but he's made it clear what's on the horizon for those players. No one's stupid, but they know what it takes game by game to win that Premier League. And this is where he starts. So I love that answer. I love the sort of, he wasn't jumping around with a banter. He wasn't banging his chest like he does on the touchline. But there was an icy glare and a stare to that journalist when he was giving that answer. I liked the kind of, what of a better word, the vibe, if you want, that he was giving off. I really enjoyed that. And the final part he was asked was about Stefan Bajcetic, you know, and what's going on with him. Because he said, you know, which he did, just for the international break, he could be back soon. So he said, football brain-wise, he's a natural. He's in partial training with the 21s and then full training with them next week. It's pretty much because of the games we play, we don't train at all. And then he'll be back with us and we'll see. The boy grew a few muscles, put a bit of height on, and he looks good. Conor Bradley didn't need long out after a, or didn't need long, sorry, after a long time out. He's a smart kid and we think he'll be fine, but what do I know? He's never, I've never been that long injured in that age group. I've watched, well, he's watched a lot of football, but not played with us. I'm getting too excited. You can hear it in my voice, can't you? I'm happy he's back for him and for us. I mean, it's good to hear. This is going to sound terrible. It's all just come a bit late in the day, really. It's great to hear that Badge is back. You can see he's developed. You hope he's good. I think anyone who's getting any expectations that Stefan Bajcetic can make a meaningful contribution to the end of the season, I would love to believe that's true. It feels fanciful, though, doesn't it? Let's be honest. Think how long it's going to take him to get up to speed, having not played at all. And this is the business end. We can't really afford unless... unless we are, say, like 5-0 up against Atalanta, that's the perfect time. But it's very specific, isn't it, there? So it's hard to see for me, Stefan Bajcetic making a real impact. But good for the player and maybe for the new coach and next season. So it's a little bit of positive, but you're looking at the others, aren't you? Like the Trent, the Jota, the other news as well. So a lot to unpack, as we said, from those questions and answers. So what next? And I know in the clue section we talk about the last game and what that gave us, but it's more important, I think, to talk about the international week and the sort of the positives, the minutes and played, your honest thoughts on it as well. I mean, my honest thoughts, I've never hid it, and people think different. There's people who love their country, proud to watch their fair play, power to you. Can't stand international football, think it's dull, not for me at all. Not for one second. Can't pretend anything different. So I hate when it's on. I just want our players to get back as quickly as possible. And, you know, I don't want to put any, pretend I'm on the fence on this. I'm quite happy for all our players. Great international football. They do me brilliant. But that is just me. Doesn't mean it's right. There were some positives, which you think is going to be hypocritical now. No, the positives to me are Salah didn't go. That was great. Nunes didn't go and play in Uruguay's friendlies. Great. Endo. Now, the great thing is Endo only played 30 minutes of a game for Japan. He was a sub in their first one and came on. So he only played 30 minutes. And then the second one was cancelled, wasn't it, to Korea for various political reasons. So Endo as well has only played half an hour, which I think is great because I think it just, he starts to look a little bit tired in that United game as well. So it's not a complete break, but, you know, 30 minutes is maybe as good a break as we could have potentially hoped for. So I think that's great news for him as well. There's another side, which, I mean, the negatives, Robbo's got his knock and it's day by day. I mean, it's people, I've saw people say it's a positive. No, he's still got a knock. I know it's not as bad as we hoped, which, you know, that's something, but it's mitigation. It's not a positive. Robbo's had a few, well, I know people are going to talk about shoulder and what it is, but a few injuries. We didn't want to see him in these friendlies particularly, but hey-ho, that is what it is. So that's the black mark on the copybook. The other things that I didn't like to see, Virgil played 180, which you could have foreseen as Dutch captain. So Szoboszlai played 180. Now, people have talked about Szoboszlai needing rhythm, and I get that a little bit. But you can get rhythm off like an hour in a game, something like that, 45 in the second. It's, I know Hungarians, I got a lot of stick for this, don't really care, but passionate about Szoboszlai playing for their country. But 180 minutes, is there really need for that? If you think that guy is now, if he's going to start this, is could be playing three games in a week. Now, I know we wanted rhythm, but I'm not sure that's a great thing. Diaz, I mean, he didn't travel as far, is maybe one positive, but he played 90 minutes for Colombia in that game at West Ham. He then played another 67 minutes in their second one, so he's racked it up. Maka's travelling a bit, and people will argue, yeah, he only played about 15 minutes or so in their first game, an hour in the second, so it could have been worse, I suppose. Konate didn't play a minute in France's first game, but then played the full 90, and, you know, we'll have to see. You say it tells you everything that Konate didn't train yesterday, recovery. You always got that question mark, I think, against him long-term now, a little bit, but there we go. So, yeah, for the clues, I still think it'll be his strongest outfit, which I'll come to, that will put out against Brighton, but it could have been worse, but I do not like all those minutes, and I think we could have done it a bit better and just spoken to nations as we did with others. I don't, you know, look how many City Arsenal players withdrew from international. And this isn't talking about Stones and Walker who were injured and people are jumping on that. Diaz and Bernardo, they got them, City got them pulled out for the Portuguese squad, didn't they? Saka withdrew for England. I just think, like, you've got to be ruthless at this time of the season. There's no award for nice people, shall we say. I just think that's something, but it's too late now anyway. That was the international clues for me. So now let's come to Brighton threats. I mean, this is a tough game. Make no mistake about it. Klopp said, you know, about Brighton, it's so difficult and it's always a different game against Brighton. They've improved since De Zerbi's been there. They've got a different way to us, Klopp said as well. It's possession-based, but it's even more structured than City. And on their day, they can beat any team. This has got banana skin potential. I mean, when you look at Brighton, they're a funny team in a way. They're eighth in the league, and they're still chasing Europe. They've got a chance of Europe. And I know that they're out of their competition in Europe, but they're chasing it now. So, that, you know, they've got a focus to play for. The real mix, I mean, when you've won 11, drawn 9, won 8, you know, there's a lot of split. It is like it could be anything. You're rolling the dice with them. And even if you look at how they are, they've scored 50 in the Premier League, but conceded 44. They do give up a lot of chance and a lot of goals, but they score as well. They're really almost an end-to-end team. I look at some positives, and maybe not for the player, but Mitoma's out for the season. I think that's good for us because we know how Trent struggled against him potentially. It would be Bradley, I know, but there's that. Also, they've got the backdrop, as people have commented off. They have to sell, or they did sell, their two best players last season. So there's always going to be a bit of change over there. The one thing I'd hope as well is their top scorer, João Pedro, has got 19. Now, there's this myth that he's only got goals in the Europa and it's all penalties. He's still got 8 in the Premier League. They're not all penalties, just to be clear. He's been injured for a few months, but he is back in training. So you're hoping almost this one comes a little bit too soon, because he's their main goal threat with 19. Because if you look at the other ones, I think Adingra with 7, Evan Ferguson is with 6, isn't it? So there's a bit of a gap as you go between that way. There is banana skill potential, though, like we said. Klopp has never beaten De Zerbi in the league. This feels like it could almost be an audition for De Zerbi. I know some people don't like him, some people do. I'm not the biggest fan for various reasons, but it could be seen as an audition for him this way. It's also been a long time since we beat them at Anfield. I mean, 3-3 last season in that mess of that year. 2-2 even in that season where we went a point. It's maybe one people look back on, if you remember, when City lost to Palace that day and we were 2-0 up, but we drew the game, which we shouldn't have done. It's maybe in a good way. Leandro Trossard's always done well for Brighton when he was at Brighton at Anfield. So it's good that he's moved on. But there is real banana skin potential in this one. It's not a give me by any means. So let's move on to the lineup and the formation. I think we know how this is going to go, the formation, but the 4-3-3. But I think you pick, for me, your strongest lineup in this one. Kelleher, Bradley right back. I think Gomez will be left back ahead of Tsimikas. Konate and Van Dijk. I do think Konate makes it. I think he's almost being played in this, or so rested the other day, so he can be played in this. So that's my back five. In the middle, Endo, Szoboszlai, McAllister. The fact that Curtis Jones, as he mentioned, is expected to be back in full training, but, you know, there's a bit of uncertainty there. Doesn't really make you think a starter. Up front, Diaz, Nunes, Salah. I think that's the strongest lineup at the moment we can put out. people will have qualms with that. I mean, Harvey Elliott's been in great form. I know with the England under-21s, he's a level he's far above, but he's done well there. He did well against, you know, in recent games, even scored against United. But a great impact from the bench. Also, then you've got Gakpo. And you'd hope Curtis Jones would get some minutes as well coming on. And also, if you look, the second game, and I know I'm jumping ahead here, you should never count your chickens at all, but the game after this is Sheffield United at home, isn't it? Now, let's be honest, be crystal clear, if you could pick any game to play in the Premier League, it will be Sheffield United at home at the moment. They are horrendous. We know that. We know the goals they conceded. So, for me, in essence, it's jumping, but you pick your strongest in this, you rotate then in Sheffield United. That should be the plan. We go to win, but it's our strongest lineup, and that is what I go with personally. Which then leads us towards, ladies and gents, what do you think the score and scoreline will be? I don't think this will be a hammering. I think this will be a tight game. I wouldn't be surprised if it takes a while for the first goal to come. However, I'm going for a 2-0. Seems unusual because I say Brighton score and concede, but there's definitely no way it's going to be a 0-0. So I'm going to go 2-0 and I'm going to go Mo Salah to open the scoring. That is my prediction. 2-0, Mo Salah to open the scoring. In simple terms this week, for this one to start, just win. Just win and no injuries. I mean that. It doesn't have to be the greatest performance because it's just back from internationals. We're getting into things. Just win and no injuries. I would take that. I'm not looking for a scintillating performance at this stage. Just win the game. That's the biggest thing. So 2-0 Mo Salah is my prediction. As I always say, ladies and gents, listen to the press conference, watch it yourselves to give your own opinions and your own thoughts. At the same time, it did seem there would be an embargo for later. So with it being Good Friday, I don't know if that'll come out Saturday, possibly 10:30 or tonight. I'm not really sure, to be honest with that, but keep an eye out for a few stories, maybe things that Jurgen Klopp might say in that. Who knows? Well, for me, ladies and gents, that was another post-conference presser for Anfield Index.
We hope you enjoyed listening to this Anfield Index show. Please be sure to subscribe to our channel so future podcasts find their way to your device automatically. There's nothing quite like fan engagement, and we'd love to know what you think of anything discussed on this show. The best way to get in touch is over on our free Discord community, where both podcasters and listeners debate the hottest LFC topics 24/7. Sign up free now at anfieldindex.com/Discord. You won't regret it. You can also follow us on Twitter at Anfield Index and find us on Facebook by searching for Anfield Index. Oh, and before you go, we'd love it if you could leave us a 5-star review on your favourite podcast app. It only takes a couple of seconds, and it means the world to the people who create these free shows. Sports Social Podcast Network.